Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Here's Lori. Good morning, Lori. You're on The Bert Show. What's happening?
Good morning. I'm sitting here with my six-month-old daughter that was conceived through IVF, and I was wondering how Melissa's egg retrieval went.
Congratulations.
Thank you. She's really our miracle baby.
Now, we're going to have to reset this whole thing.
It was a couple years ago that Katie and I were having discussions about our relationship and where it was going, and I've told you before that Katie, like, was meant to be a mom, and it was like you just understood that if you were going to spend the rest of your life with her, she was going to be a mom. And I knew that going into it, and I was fine with that. And so a couple years ago, we were talking about it. We weren't ready to have children, but she was concerned about my health and about my age and saying, look, if we wait too long for this decision, you're going to be out of the you're not going to be a factor in it. And I want to be able to use your eggs in part of our, you know, reproductive, however we do it. And she said, I want you to have biological children in our relationship. And so she brought up the idea of freezing my eggs. And so when we did more research, we realized that it was really freezing embryos that is more scientifically proven to be better, because freezing eggs sometimes doesn't quite work. And also it's very expensive if your insurance doesn't cover it, and mine does not. So we had to spend the last 2 years in making the decision on a sperm donor, as well as saving up money for the procedure. And so here we are, right before Bert's Big Adventure, actually, you know, like the day before Bert's Big Adventure is when I started the hormonal treatments. And it's been going for 6 weeks and includes pills, and it's been including shots. I'm going first. Katie's going to do this process, you know, maybe next year is what we're looking at. But basically, a woman's body releases one egg during her cycle. Mm-hmm. And what IVF does, it tries to push the woman's body into creating more than one egg. Now, how many eggs? We don't know. It just depends on each woman's body on how many eggs that's going to be. So yesterday,
that's where natural twins sometimes come from, right? If a woman releases two eggs and they're both fertilized,
yes,
and that's fraternal twins.
Those are fraternal twins, correct? So, so sometimes your body naturally does that, but this, you know, this time the hormones are there to make as many eggs as possible, because that helps in kind of the gamble of trying to get pregnant later on. You insert, you know, one or two or three of the eggs, and if it doesn't work, you want to have to be able to have more to try the process again. So anybody that goes through in vitro fertilization, it is a emotional, sometimes tragic, sometimes a very expensive decision for couples to make. And and so I've learned so much about it going through this, but the purpose for me is just to simply freeze my eggs, or freeze my embryos, rather. So yesterday I was not on the show because the procedure, it takes place first thing in the morning at my clinic, and I had to go under anesthesia, and we did the egg retrieval, and ends up that we were able to get 7 eggs out of my ovaries.
Yay, now, my 40-year-old ovaries!
What is the average amount that most get?
It depends on, the average is 10. It depends on your age. So the fact that I got 7 at 40 is a huge thing. Women in their 20s, usually you've heard us do commercials for egg donation. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's because women in their 20s can produce far more eggs when they go through the same process. So, but for 7 at 40, I'm really excited. And but the champagne is still on ice, still not popped yet, because now yesterday, what happened is they took the eggs and then they matched the eggs with the sperm. So they fertilized the eggs yesterday. They wait for 24 hours in order to check the eggs back again to see which ones took, basically which ones are going to begin growing and becoming an embryo, or actually are an embryo. And usually that's not all the eggs that are taken out. So the likelihood that all seven of these eggs are going to be embryos there's not huge chance for that. And so today is the day I'll find out how many of those actually become embryos that we put into the freezer. So I'm hoping that at least one will do it, you know, because there's some that you go through this whole process and nothing comes from it. And even if I had eggs, you know, or embryos, and later on, you know, when we decide to get pregnant, they may not take. So, you know, it is, science is fascinating to me that they've allowed couples to have families that wouldn't normally have them. Like she said, that's her miracle baby. But there's so many couples that have just been devastated by, you know, and spending six figures and just trying to have a baby. So
we have friends that have gone through this whole process before also. And Melissa was talking earlier that it's sort of like a lot of people don't talk about it because it's a pretty painful, emotionally painful experience to go through. Because if you think about it, you know, ideally you want to have kids. So the thought is always in the back of your head. And then you start trying and there's a lot of frustration there. And there's a lot of emotional disappointment when it doesn't happen as quickly as you want. And then you take it to the next step. And then medically, when you find out that one in the couple isn't capable of helping in this area, there's a real emotional, that's tough. That's really tough to deal with, especially if it's the woman. I think she goes through a tougher time than the dude does in some cases.
I think there's a lot of guys that don't want to talk about the fact they have a low sperm count. Like, a guy's not going to brag about that, you know? I mean, there's even, when we were going through the sperm bank, which we did not choose, we actually chose somebody we know, but that's an odd process to go through a sperm bank. But they have a matching program at sperm banks where, like, for instance, let's bring up Bert and Stacy. Let's say they tried to have children, couldn't have children, and Bert, your sperm is the reason, and there was nothing they could do in order to get you to have a sperm count well enough to impregnate Stacy. Stacy would give them a picture of you. They would find a sperm donor that matched your looks. And she would get that sperm, and then they would have children, and they would never tell that child that daddy was not their biological daddy.
Wow.
Because it looks like the father.
I could tell you in that scenario, Stacy would look for somebody way better looking than me.
But I'm just saying that for some couples.
And I would give her that.
But for some couples, it's so, there's so much about it that they just don't want to share that that's what they did.
Sure.
So, yeah, I'm happy to talk about it because to me, it is a miracle. The miracle of science. Like, one thing they also are going to do today, I believe it's today, that if we do have, knock on wood, we do have embryos, that they're able to take a picture of them. So I've requested for a picture to be taken of these embryos before they're in the freezer. So Katie and I tease about it. It's our first family portrait because they will take a picture of them. Science
is
fascinating.
It's not like you guys are going to be leaning in on it, or are you going to be... You should put that up on Awkward Family Photos. You should wear really ugly sweaters.
Photoshop instead of matching outfits.
Smiling with your embryos.
And holding a little tiny peach tree dish. Can see your breath, so it's obvious you're in a freezer.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.